Masechet Tamid, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Bet. The Kohanim now get prepared to offer the Korban Tamid Shel Shahar, the daily Korban of the morning. It was offered every morning. It was offered at the end of every afternoon. The Tamid could only be brought during the daytime, like the Pasuk tells us, Beyom Zibhachem. When the Pasuk tells us regards the Korban, it says it has to be during the Yom, during the daytime. So therefore, the Kohanim would make sure that it was day before they brought the Korban. The definition of day is after dawn, when the rays of sunshine are entering the atmosphere, even though we never saw the sunrise yet. Mishnah says, Amar lahem ha-memuneh, the Kohen on duty, the appointed Kohen, would tell one of the Kohanim, Se'u ur'u im higia zemana shehita, go out and go to a high place in the Beit HaMikdash where you have the ability to see whether the time for the Korban Tamid has arrived. Im higia haro'e omer barkai. If the time arrived, then the Kohen who saw it says barkai. Barkai means there is light. It literally means shining. So the Kohen would wait until he sees that glow of light from the east, and then he would say, Barkai, that the dawn has arrived. Matiah ben Shemuel omer, he'ir peneh ha-mizrach, says Matiah ben Shemuel, the Kohen would not say Barkai, but he would say that the entire east sky has lit up. According to him, Matiah ben Shemuel was an officer in the second Beit HaMikdash, he would say that it was too early to slaughter the Korban Tamid when there was simply a glow of light coming in from the east, but the Kohen who sees it has to wait till the entire eastern sky is lit up before that announcement is made. Ad shehu b'hevron v'hu omer hen. The other Kohanim would ask him, do you see that the whole eastern skyline is lit up? Even all the way back to Hebron, which is very far away. And then he would say, yes, we specifically are mentioning Hebron over here to think about Hebron, which is the Ir HaAvot, the city of our forefathers, where they were buried in order to bring them in to what's going on in some way, shape, or form. Masechet Tamid Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, after they saw that the sky was lit up, the Mishnah tells us, Amar lahem se'u vehaviu taleh, Milishkata Telaim, the head Kohen on duty would tell one of the Kohanim, go out from the Lishkata Gazit where they were stationed, and go bring a lamb from the Milishkata Telaim, from the chamber of the lambs, the room where the lambs were kept. That lamb is going to be the Korban Tamid. Vehare Lishkata Telaim Hayata b'miksoa sefonit ma'aravit. The room with the lambs was located in the northwest corner of the Hall of Fire, which we mentioned in the first Mishnah of this Masechet. It was the Bet HaMoked. And now that we mentioned the Bet HaMoked, the Chamber of Fire, we mentioned it in the context of the place where the lambs were stored. We'll mention all the other four chambers that were there. Ve'arba l'shachot hayusham. There were four different rooms in the Hall of Fire, in the four corners of that room. Ahat lishkata telaim. One of them was the room of the lambs. Ve'ahat lishkata hotamot. One of them was the chamber of receipts, where if people were buying flour and wine from the Beit HaMikdash, they would get a receipt. A person would usually bring an animal offering, and he would have to bring flour and wine with it, and you could buy these items directly from the Beit HaMikdash. So they would first come to this spot, the lishkata hotamot, the chamber, the room of receipts, and they would pay for the items, and they would take that receipt, and they would eventually go somewhere else to get whatever they wanted, the correct amount of flour and wine. What was written on the receipt was the name of the korban that they were bringing, and the person who received that receipt knew exactly what they needed in terms of the flour and wine that accompanied that korban. That's the second room. Ve'ahat lishkat bet hamoked. The third one that we mentioned, the third room in the Beit HaMoked, the Hall of Fire, was the room that the Kohanim would warm up in after they went to the Mikveh, if they became impure. A fire was lit there at all times. Ve'ahat lishka shehayu osim ba lechma panim. And lastly was the spot where they would make the lechma panim. Every Shabbat, they would have 12 different breads placed on the Shulchan in the Azara of the Beit HaMikdash, and they would stay there for the entire week till the next Shabbat when they were replaced. The old loaves of bread, which on a miracle of Hashem, stayed fresh. They were eaten by the Kohanim, and they were baked in one of the small rooms in the Bet HaMoked, in the chamber of fire.